Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the role of bridesmaid is an honour, but can it also be a bit of a curse? Well, there can be many fun moments, from organising the hen party to helping the bride find the perfect dress. But what about when it comes to bridesmaids' dresses? Do you go along with what the bride chooses for you, or can you challenge their choice? Wear a dress that you feel comfortable in? Well, to discuss this dilemma, we're joined now by Sarah Kennedy, who's editor of the Irish Wedding Blog. And Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. It's a minefield.
Where do we start?
Exactly where you start. Okay, if you're a bridesmaid, to what extent do you think you should have control or input into what you wear in the big day?
Well, look, I think there we have to define a line here when it comes to bridesmaids' dresses. And I think, you know, I get messages quite a lot about this subject, and I think there's a fine line, okay? So number one, there's not liking the dress because of its colour, etc. But then there's not liking the dress because it doesn't fit you properly. Or there's bits on show that you don't want to have on show. And I think there's two different pieces here. If you just don't like the colour, I think, that's the taste of the bride, and it's kind of put up and shut up, move on with it and put a big smile on your face because it's not your day. This is just part of the role. However, if it is genuinely not fitting you, it does not look well at any level, then you probably have to have that conversation with the bride to say, look, love your vision. However, try it on the dress. It's not, your vision is not going to be able to come true with this dress on me. And the reality is that for so many bridal parties, it is very unlikely that every single person in the bridal party is the exact same shape, size, and can take those pictures that you see on social media and then can just conform into that. So, you know, with recent trends, what a majority of brides will do anyway is they'll pick a colour tone and maybe get different shapes and sizes of the dresses with different amendments to it. So one might be a halter neck, one might have an open back, one might be completely covered up and have sleeves. So there's different ways and means you can overcome that. But ultimately, you know, this is the bride's day. She has taken her time out to go, this is to my taste and this is what I want to look. But then practicality has to kick in here. Okay. And what I would always say about buying a bridesmaid's dress is that needs to be a very collaborative thing. There is no point in a bride going off.
Yeah, this is the question actually, because we have a tweet from one of our listeners saying, would a bride choose the bridesmaid's dresses without consulting the bridesmaids? I doubt it, says that listener. But it can happen.
Some do.
Yeah.
But it can happen, yeah. And that's the thing. A bride will get an idea in her mind because she's thinking of my day, and then she'll say, okay, I'll get that for the bridesmaids, and maybe just doesn't put the full thinking into, okay, the reality is, you know, one is this size, the other is this size, one's petite, one's this. So the reality when you have that idea in your head versus how it plays out once everybody tries on that style. And to be honest, I'm seeing this more and more because so many brides are looking to go for that very slinky, strappy bridesmaid's dress,
which is not easy to wear, isn't the perfect fit for everyone.
It's not.
With all the supportive underwear in the world, that dress...
Look, Spanx can't save you in those dresses.
Nothing can save you in those dresses.
If somebody said to me, I'd love you to be bridesmaid, here's the dress, I'd say, you're all right, thanks though. Because I know myself that I would be pulling at myself, pulling things up, trying to cover myself, and I'd be self-conscious all day. I just know that would be the case. Don't get me wrong, I will row in and I will support that bride, do every job that needs to be done. I will plan that hen from top to bottom. But I do draw a line where I know that I'm actually going to be completely uncomfortable. And for most brides, they're spending a lot of money on their day. They don't want somebody who is their friend to feel that way as well. Mm. So actually having a conversation about it is okay. It's if you're coming with problems like, I don't like the colour, and you've an attitude problem about it, that's where the friction lies. However,
I know the way you're dismissing the colour, right? That not being a serious problem. But like, there are some colours that really wash me out.
I'm your typical Irish pasty person. Yeah. And look, if I was asked to wear white, I'd struggle. But the reality is, there's some colours that were just sort of a salmon-y
colour.
I know. And look, I saw a stat somewhere that there's something like 70% of bridesmaids do not like their dress. And look, at the end of the day, that's when it comes to colour scheme, that bride has put a lot of thought into it. Okay. Now, you can be very, very clever as a bridesmaid. When you go to sit down and have the conversation about, you know, colour schemes and everything like that, you can absolutely infiltrate that conversation and steer the bride in a direction about the practicalities of certain colours, you know, and you can have that conversation very early on. Like, I know myself, you know, having conversations with people and they might say, oh yeah, I want to go for the champagne cover colour or yeah. I want to go ivory. And you might have a discussion with them and they'll say, oh yeah, actually, because you might say, well, actually, your venue is really this colour. It's very prominent. Do you think that'll match?
Okay,
you know,
so a bit of behind the scenes manipulation, basically, is what you're saying there, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Great day 101.
Yeah, I want to give you some of these texts. With reference to the terrible bridesmaids' dresses, honesty is the worst policy, says this person. Say you have COVID. Say you're hamster at your invitation. Say anything but the truth. And, you know, like maybe. Another person said, is it not tradition for bridesmaids to be styled in a deliberately unflattering way? Or am I watching too much Real Housewives or Desperate Housewives?
No, it's definitely not intended. Because the bride wants her pictures to be amazing.
Well,
so in
true.
Her mind, she's like, my bridesmaids are going to look this way. I want them all to look fabulous.
Now, I have another question, right? What if a bridesmaid says to you, I'm going to lose a stone by then? And I want the dress to be a size X because I'm going to be that size by then. And then they don't.
Yeah. I think the reality is when we, okay, let's buy that dress and then we can take it in if that does happen. We'll buy it in this size and the size you are. And if we need to take it in, because majority are going to get alterations done anyway. So there is, you can always say that we can get alterations done.
Okay. Is there ever a case...
But know full well in your head.
Yeah, to have the option for... That's smart. That's smart. I see where you're going. Another person is wondering, is there ever a case where bridesmaids can wear different colours? Could that become a new trend? I've seen that, actually.
It is a trend. And you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. You see it quite a lot, particularly in America as well, where you might have a particular kind of overall tone of the wedding from a colour perspective. And what you might have is one bridesmaid might be in floral, one might be in a pastel, one might be in a deep pink. So there can be all different colours, and they can even be in different styles as well, different necklines, different skirt lines. So you can do a few different things. But this mismatched wedding dress, bridesmaid's dress look and feel is very, very popular. And it's lovely to see, but it's all about how you can really synchronize those dresses to make sure that it they all come together.
Now, what if the bride stays firm and says, I don't care, you know, this is the dress, it's my day, I've paid the money, suck it up.
So I think it really depends on the receiver of that communication, i.e. the bridesmaid, whether they're willing to go, do you know what? I suppose it is just a colour, or it is just this one thing. It's not a big deal. Fine, I'll suck it up, right? Mm. But if this is something where you're like, you know, my chest is on show here and it's drooping down, it's not right. Or my stomach is completely on show. I look pregnant and I'm not even pregnant. You know, you also have the right to say, well, I'm not really going to wear that dress. Now, the caveat here is you say no. There's only one train direction you're going with that, and that's a fallout. Because if you're turning around and saying, look, thanks, but no thanks, this doesn't work for me, that's the friendship done. Because it's very hard to come back from that when it's associated with somebody's wedding day.
Yeah. I suppose the friendship is in trouble, really, if the bride's not listening to those concerns, isn't it?
Well, this is it. But certain things you can kind of pass off once time passes by. But having an exit strategy out of a wedding, that's a different ballgame. Where you're actually saying I'm out. Because I'm out of the friendship.
A couple of more texts on this. One person says, I've been bridesmaid 3 times. Sometimes it's just put up and shut up. With my sister, we flatly refused the dusky pink and agreed on a beautiful burgundy instead. I'm totally with them on that.
But there's different rules with sisters. I think sisters, you've always had a very, very open dialogue in a lot of cases where you rip each other apart till the cows come home. So I think actually, in a lot of ways, being a sister, that can serve you well when the dress isn't what you want, because you can say, I'm not wearing that, and that's fine.
Okay. Well, some brilliant advice there. Honesty being the worst policy, I think, is the message that we've got. That's not what you said. None of us said that.
I think it's just respectful communication. I advocate
for
that.
That's much more mature. Zara Kennedy, editor of the Irish Wedding Blog. Thank you very much.